The best entrepreneurs have all done it, letting that moment of crystal clear opportunity pass them by in the press of a day. That idea that could have made them a new fortune slips through their fingers. The great entrepreneurs talk about it and learn from it, including one of Ghana's richest men, Afori Sapong, who made his fortune in industry and media. He spoke to Billionaire Tomorrow from his home in Accra. It was more than 20 years ago, but Afori Sapong remembers it like it was yesterday. It happened thousands of feet above the South China Sea on a flight between Hong Kong and Singapore on his way home to Africa. "I was very tired," recalls Sapong. "There was this guy sat next to me and he was talking about computers and IT and internet. He was trying to explain to me about IT and we were light on it back home, and that was a big opportunity. But I just wanted to get back home, so all he was telling me, I didn't listen. I didn't even take his number because I was very tired after the business trip. And my aim was just wanting to get back home, meet my wife, then have my food that I'd missed for about 2 to 3 weeks. Sapong admits it took a few months for the missed opportunity back in the 1990s to sink in. With the help and advice of the man in the next seat to him on the plane, he could have had a clear advantage back home when the internet was in its infancy. "It taught me that we should take advantage of certain opportunities. Here was someone who was seeing what he could introduce in other countries, and I'm sure he was working for a big IT company. It was one blip along the way and a remarkable journey for Sapong that has seen him make a string of canny investments and trades to amass a fortune around $600 million. His empire has outposts and everything from radio stations to a salt mine. He works from 7:30 a.m. every day until the evening and calls himself a restless entrepreneur. This success has yielded a fleet of luxury cars. The word in Accra is that Sapong owns a classic 1960 Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, a Bentley Continental, and a Mercedes Cabriolet. It all began in a school for sober habits nearly half a century ago. Sapong was a boarder at the Presbyterian Boys Secondary School in Legon, Accra, founded in 1938 and considered to be one of the best schools in the land. Its alumni includes pillars of society, MPs, civil servants, high-ranking soldiers and court judges. The school is run with high discipline along the lines of the Protestant Presbyterian faith, that is, to say the least, austere. It is founded in the 16th century by an austere Scot, John Knox, on the basis of the authority of the scriptures and the necessity of grace through faith in Christ. Each church is run by a group of elders who discourage frivolity, to say the least. The school imbued the young Sapong with discipline and ambition, but it was his mother who proved the spark that ignited his career as an entrepreneur. "My mum was the one who actually brought me up, you know. She was a businesswoman who was into trading," he says. "I had to follow her. I got into importation. That was my first line of business. I was importing a lot of goods from China, Hong Kong, Thailand, Indonesia, and a few other Asian countries. His first trade was a shipment of shirts from Thailand, but his most lucrative early deal came in Indonesia, as its currency crashed around the turn of the century during the short-lived reign of President B.G. Habibie. Sapong flew to Indonesia with a fistful of US dollars and made a fortune buying up goods made cheap by the currency crash to sell back home. When China opened up for trade in the 21st century, Sapong was one of the first people to set up trades, and he said it was good business until others caught on and the market was saturated. Sapong has built his industrial and media empire with similar flair and believes the time is ripe for investment in Africa. What gives me the greatest confidence in Africa is that we are far behind in terms of innovation, and innovation is endless. It never ends. So the future is still bright," he says. Clearly, a multimillionaire with big plans.